This is the RX Concert Series podcast featuring Rico Blanco. Monster Radio RX 93.1 presents the RX Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live. Your host, Francesca.
Yo, welcome to the show. All right, the RX Concert Series is brought to you by McDelivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. We are more than a full house tonight. Hey, what's up to the RX Concert Series audience?
I love you, friend.
Okay, I just wanted to let them be heard. All right, it's going to be a good show. I knew it as soon as I stepped into the RX studios. It is one big party tonight. All right, let's get down to business. There are artists who are of the moment, and there are artists who go beyond the moment to make music for all time. Now, tonight's guest artist happens to be both. He gives you hits that are fun for now and mirror the hashtags of today, but he also creates works of art that will continue to give pleasure tomorrow and provide positive for reflection for generations to come. Or, to put it more simply, it's one soup of galactic fiestamatic for Rico Blanco. And because the best have got to represent on our anniversary month, Rico's finally back to expand your universe on the RX Concert Series. 4 years after he took you to your universe via his solo debut, former River Maya frontman Rico Blanco now brings you to another dimension and back with Galactic Fiestamatic, his highly anticipated second album. According to Blanco, the title is the genre. Between the barrage of Atiatihan tribal drums and percussions, the beeps and screeches of analog synthesizers, the strange instruments in Blanco's repertoire, including a giant cowbell, and countless found instruments from pots and pans to stuff from the hardware store, this mad scientist takes you on a festive adventure that seems ethnic, folk, punk, and futuristic all at once, with his signature songwriting as the centerpiece. I told you it's going to be one hell of a show. So tonight is going to be primal on the RX Concert Series. But first, here are two artists who also point the way to the future. Someday Dream featuring Champ Louis Pio last week on the Concert Series. Check it out. That's Someday Dream with Champ of Hail, another landmark performance, August 13th, 2012 on the RX Concert Series. All right, guys, if you want to join in on the fun, you're tuned in. You can tweet me at Monica Francesca or post your questions on Facebook, facebook.com/RX931. You guys got to buckle up. Rico Blanco is about to take you on a galactic fiestamatic ride tonight on the main event.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best Variety Program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
All right, you have no idea how much I've been waiting for this show, how much I've been waiting to get this guy finally back in studio. His second album. Are you guys ready? Hold on tight, because we've got Rico Blanco.
Well, I miss a USB. Well, that's a phone book in box that said I can. Well, I'm not a PC. Sa album, sa profile pics, wala rin. Burado. Sigurado. Oh, burado. Sigurado. Oh, wala na sa wallet, wala sa bawat sulok ng apartment. Wala sa kalsada, sa sinehan, sa restaurant, wala na. Burado. Sigurado, burado, sigurado,
come on!
Burado. Burado. Sigurado. Sigurado.
Okay, Rico Blanco does not disappoint. We're going to take a short break, Rico. We're going to let you catch your breath. It is only the start. That is only a teaser of what's to come tonight on the RX Concert Series. Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert.
Best Variety Program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
All right, we are here with Rico Blanco.
Yeah!
Hi.
And the whole Fiestamatic Barangay is here.
I know, the Fiestamatic Barangay. That's what you call your guys here?
Yep.
Alam mo, I did not expect this when I walked into the studio. I was like, what's going on? Why is it like atiyatihan? Why is it like, you know, Mardi Gras? Why is
it's
like,
a fiesta.
It is a fiesta.
It's a fiesta. Wherever
right.
we go, fiesta goes.
Galing. Have you been performing like this as
this
of late?
This is actually our first gig.
Yay! I'm so happy. Okay, because I know you've been
only
on tour and stuff.
Only for the RX anniversary.
Yay. So thank you, by the way, for coming here, being with us tonight. I know I've bugged you enough. I was like, come on, you have to. As soon as you...
I told you.
Release your album.
The minute I have an album.
I know.
Play it first.
Okay, so it took you 4 years, Rico.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I know you work hard. I mean, you know, there is obviously a method to your madness.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not really.
But it comes out that way. I don't know. Okay, so 4 years. You let me listen to this with a bunch of other friends. The tracks,
yes.
Are they the same tracks that made it to this final cut? More so.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so when I was listening to it, I was like, okay, this is a different Rico. This is a different route. But then again, you're always like that with your music. You know, you're always kind of like this step ahead.
I don't know if it's sad, but I just try to rearrange the furniture once in a while.
Yeah, but did you know that you were gonna? It was gonna be like this. It was gonna be called Galactic Cosmetic.
To be honest, it was just one idea on top of another idea, and you know, and here we are.
How did you get to this? How did you get to the whole Atiatihan, the tribal, the guys in the back?
It's just a series of accidents. It's just a series of accidents in my head. You know,
okay.
I stumble on an idea and then. I
it just kind of evolved.
Yeah, it just grows in my head.
Because how many said when you were writing the songs?
Not really. I originally planned a totally different album, double album.
Really?
Yeah, and then it became this album, and then it was just one song. That's how it always is.
Yeah.
I started with one idea, and then see where it goes, and. You know, it's not as easy as you might think.
Yeah.
Because in many points along the way, on our way to where we are now, some, in fact, maybe just a couple of days ago, I wonder if we're going to be able to pull it off, you know.
And, I think you will.
That's
Look
why
at this.
I called for some rest back tonight in case, you know, it falls flat.
Your fans? Yeah,
they'll be here to pat my back and say, hey, nice try. Seriously, it's just all...
Well, this is amazing.
Series of experiments.
Because, like, you know, I mean, Rico, I mean, he's been a friend of mine for a long time, and you're one person that, you know, we have a lot to discuss about this album. Maybe, you know, you should go and, if you ever, you're lucky enough, you watch a gig of Rico, you can catch him in a corner and you can talk to him, but it's really good to, like, pick your brain about a whole lot of things. So, I read the stuff on the album... Each story, each song has a, you know, obviously its own story, but we'll get to that in a bit. But tonight, we're here to have some fun, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a preview. Well, not a preview, but you can actually download this on iTunes Philippines, but we'll get to that as well. Right now, he is live in studio, Galactic Fiestamatic. It's Rico Blanco.
Mga basura, pilit pinagkakasya sa mga kahong bagong bili. Lumang baka, t-shirt at pangkampanya, mga regalong matagal na hindi pinapansin. Plastic na bola pa, bote ng alam, t-shirt monitor poster. Family kong step not carpet mahjong Circus City na pinapirma ko sa heads noong lipat bahay bagong buhay lipat bahay
bagong buhay. Hindi ko yata kayang iwanan ka. Iwanan ka, hindi ko yata kayang iwanan ka. Iwanan ka, hindi ko
ipagbahay.
Yata kayang iwanan ka.
Bagong buhay,
iwanan ka. Hindi ko
ipagbahay.
Yata kayang iwanan ka.
anniversary special of the RX Concert Series. We have Rico Blanco getting everybody to dance and have a good time tonight. All right, more questions from Facebook and Twitter coming up.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
Okay, and the RX Concert Series is being brought to you by McDonald's. Order as much as you want with McDelivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Dial 86236 or visit mcdelivery.com.ph now. We are in studio with Rico Blanco tonight. And his fans and his family is also here. We call him Tito Rico.
Hello.
Tito Rix. All right. Okay, so we're here to talk about the new album, Galactic Fiestamatic. Lots of great songs. So far we heard Lipat Bahay, right?
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Was that Burado?
Burado.
Yeah. Okay. And then what was the last one that you sang? Just
What It Is.
What It Is.
What It Is.
What It Is.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It is what it is.
A person on Facebook was asking kung... Let's see. Ano ba dapat? Rodner. Rodner says, anong dapat abangan sa latest album? I guess, you know, you come out with all these great songs and all of them have a certain story.
I try.
You
I try.
You do. All musical geniuses say that. I try. But when we try, it doesn't come out like that. But I don't know. Do you? Well, I mean, I don't know. You pick Amat as your first song.
Uh-huh.
Was it because it was your favorite or was it?
Well,
most
remember earlier I was telling you about the germs, you know, the idea, the seed.
Mm-mm.
And that was actually the seed.
Amat.
I had songs ready because... I will always write songs, album or no album. Mm-hmm. I just keep writing. So the lyrics for Amat's was kind of old.
Okay.
In fact, it was written around the time some of the songs in the first album.
Oh.
Sure, it's about 4 years ago or mm-hmm. maybe five, even longer. But it was actually, I guess because it was an old song, I had gotten bored with it. So I... was trying to rearrange it in a way that would make it interesting again to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stumbled on this dark electronic music meets Ati-Atihan
mm-hmm.
Idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kickstarted everything. I just felt that maybe it was just right for it to be the first single, you know, as a... sampler.
Yeah. Like a lead-in to the rest of the album.
Yeah.
So, okay, do you have one favorite? I mean, if you were to tell me or anybody here, like, okay, I have a new album. I want you to listen to it, but this is the track that, you know, you should listen. This is it. This is the song that I want you to listen to. Oops.
It changes every couple hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But probably Sayaw.
Sayaw, yeah.
Especially we...
That's a fun one.
My batch of music lovers and music players.
Yeah.
We grew up in a time where we would dance
mm-hmm.
and listen to rock music. And we couldn't tell the difference, you know. For us, it was just music. And then somewhere along the way, around the mid-90s, all of a sudden, it was not... cool to dance. I don't know if you're in a band or it's not cool to be in a band if you like dancing. I mean, and it sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
So if I wanted someone to listen to one track in this mm-hmm. album because of where I came from and maybe the history or what they're expecting, I want them to hear Sayaw.
I like that. Yeah, I remember listening to that. That was one of the ones that really stood out for me. Okay, so somebody's asking on Facebook, you know, it took 4 years mm-hmm. for this album.
Mm-hmm. To convince myself to write another album.
Really? Mm-hmm. Were you just not busy with other things? Or
no, I was just waiting for the excitement of making an album to come back.
Okay.
I didn't want to... make an album just because I had to make an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like I don't know, brushing your teeth. Even if you're not excited, you have to brush your teeth.
Right.
I didn't see making albums in that light at this point in my 5-year-old career.
Yeah. Whatever. 5-year-old career. Okay, as a solo artist.
As a solo
artist. Okay. All right, cool. But somebody was asking if you know, they remember your acting and you are very much into different endeavors.
Yeah, and I guess that helped getting the excitement back.
Acting.
Doing all these other things makes you crave for, I don't know, the old stuff again.
Yeah.
Because if you've been doing the old stuff over and over, then...
Right, that's true.
I'm not sure. I think it might have. I'm not sure.
But they are asking if you're going to do anything like that again in the near future.
I'd like to focus on music first
now.
Yeah, right now until maybe, you know... Maybe till next year. I don't know. But if something really good comes up, maybe. Let's see. But I'm not seeing it right now. I'm just seeing like music. Until, I don't know, a couple of years.
I think we're happy for that, right, guys? Rico Blanco concentrating on music. Okay, I must ask. Who is your costume designer? I like all this. You have... See, guys, if you're
know.
Not...
They just came. They just
did somebody
came
give this to you?
These guys just showed up with these.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
The one I'm wearing had a little help from Bang Pineda.
Okay, let me explain to the guys who are outside or just listening and not in studio. Everybody has really wonderful headdresses on. Rico's got face paint on. If you follow us on Twitter, we tweeted some pictures, but it really is like a tia tian. Yeah. So wait, so people came with this, but did you ask them to? Or ganun talaga? I mean, it's part of it, right?
Yeah, I think if you're a true blue Rico Locoy, you know
Rico Locoy.
Yeah. You know what's going on.
You know the deal. Down. That's right. What up? Okay, well, we're happy that everybody's here. We're happy that you're here, Rico.
I think most of them saw the messages on Facebook.
And did you ask? You asked them to come and like?
No, because some asked. We posted that we were coming. And some asked if they could come and said, you know, just come in their fiesta gear or whatever.
Fiesta gear.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's nice.
It is so much fun. It gives a different, I guess, atmosphere. It's
many of us have always wanted to do this but didn't have an excuse apart from Halloween.
Right?
Yeah, and this time around.
So can we all go to your
or fiesta?
Can we go to your
fiesta,
bar later?
Sinulog or atiatihan.
I'm going to walk into the vault and Alphonse wearing this. Okay?
I did go there
did
one
you?
Time
like this,
coming
your
from
headdress?
The Tanduay
It's okay.
Sorry, the commercial
tour?
Shoot
okay.
for the tour, and you know my friends from the tour said, "Why do you wanna take that off? Just go to Alphonse, since you'll be seeing us there anyway. Same people, because it was a Monday. It was a jam night, so it's only gonna be musicians there. Just go.
Just go in your costume.
Yeah. So like the rest of the night." I'd explain to every single person what the deal was, but they'll get used to it.
Right.
They'll get used to it.
Do that later when I go also. All right, well, he's here tonight. We have more songs from him. Remember, guys, if you have more questions, you can, of course, it through Twitter, at Monica Francesca, or at Rico Blanco. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/RX931. We would love to hear from you. Of course, again, the album is Galactic Fiestamatic. And this is the RX Concert Series with Rico Blanco.
We'll be right back. panaginip. Bakit ka? Obvious naman, di ba? Ang amas ko sa'yo, gagaiba. Kailan kaya makakamit ang aking pangarap na mahawakan ka? At kailan kaya ang pagdampi ng labi sa buhay kong loob at sasaya?
Tonight, we turn to the same thing. to liberate our souls. To liberate our souls. Kaibigan, hindi ka natatakbo. Kaibigan, hindi ka na magtatago. Kaibigan, hindi ka na iiyak. Kaibigan, sayaw. RX 93.1, I want all of you up on your feet. You're listening at home. You're in the car. I want to see you. Dang. Like a mother. On the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Come on. Come on. Come on, what are you doing? You're not sa labas, kasali kayo. Come on. People inside the booth, come on. I want to see you dance.
Kung ang problema mo hindi maubos, ubos parang walang pati ang iyong sakit ng ulo, ba't di mo patayin lahat ng mga ilaw?
Patayin nyo raw yung ilaw.
Marahang ipikin.
Come on, patayin nyo
ang iyong mga mata.
That's right.
Sayaw. Sayaw.
Come on.
Sayaw. Sayaw. Huwag mong pigilin ang kembot mo. Hayaan mo silang tumiti. Wala kang pakialam.
Come on.
Isuko mong lahat sa awitin, mga pabigat na damdamin. Ang puso mo'y palayain.
Here we go again, people.
Sayaw.
Come on.
Sayaw. Sayaw.
Sayaw. Oh!
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Under the moonlight, the glorious moonlight. Ang problema mo'y hindi maubos-ubos, parang walang pati ang iyong sakit ng ulo, ba't di mo patayin lahat ng mga ilaw? Marahang ang iyong mga mata. Sayaw.
Come on.
Sayaw.
Yeah.
Sayaw. Sayaw.
One more time, I wanna see you.
Sayaw. Sayaw.
Yeah.
all I can say is wild. Oh my God. It's Rico Blanco live tonight on the RX Concert Series. So much fun here inside the booth. If you're listening outside, you are missing half the experience. Okay, short break. I promise we'll be right back. Hold on.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert
Series. Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
Yes! Oh my God, it is a fiesta in here with Rico Blanco. And the crew. Wait, what do you call your fans again, Rico?
Barangay Fiestamatic.
Okay, Barangay Fiestamatic.
Barangay Rico Locos.
Yeah, there you go, Rico Locos. All right, let's just read a couple of, we got a lot of people tuned in and a lot of people tweeting. Let's just say hi to a couple of them. Yeah, Ate Heart's tuned in. Hi, Ate Heart.
Ate Heart, Kato.
Raymond.
Rames? Where is he going?
Hi, Rames.
Yeah. With some valuable technical input.
Did he help you?
Now? Like, he's listening from wherever.
A Sieg.
Mixing tip.
Katrina on Twitter says, dinner? What dinner? I'm not going to eat until the RX Concert Series is finished. I love you, Rico.
Hey, thank you.
Our very own Rafi Reyes, he said, Rico Blanco's grand, ambitious, fulfilling sound is something to behold. It's great OPM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed, man. Meow says, Lopet! Galing. You know, this is amazing. This is like probably hands down the funnest show I've ever hosted. And of course, thank you.
I think it's the funnest show I've ever been in.
Yay!
Easy.
Okay. All right. So the album is available on iTunes Philippines. That's a big step.
Yes. Yes. I think it's a big step for all of us here in the Philippines. Musicians, labels, and especially music fans, we now have access to legit downloads.
Oh, exactly.
We've always wanted to download the legit MP3s, and now we can.
It doesn't cost much. So in pesos, I go to iTunes.
Right. I'm talking to my nieces. They're from the new school.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, guys.
Come on. You download, you pay. It's only how much if I download on iTunes?
Like $4.
Hindi. Okay. So in pesos.
Mahina ako sa math.
Ako rin eh. Kaya I'm asking you. how much is that in pesos when you download?
200.
Ayun, not bad, diba?
Yeah.
So,
and plus the if you're old school like I am.
I like
and
this
you
bag.
Like, yeah, album art by Team Manila.
Nice.
Sander Angeles, Bang Pineda. It's a collab.
It's nice.
You got the album. It's the packaging is a piece of art. Thank you to Team Manila and Sander and Bang.
Cool.
I've always wanted to work with them.
Really? You got to.
And so, thank you to my record label for making that happen.
Okay, so you have your own, record label.
Little label.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Never the Strangers.
Yeah.
You know that band, right?
Yeah. They love that band more than they love me.
Maybe. Yeah.
But it's alright. Never the Strangers.
Who else? Do you have anybody else in your...
No, I want to focus on one artist at a time. I don't want to have too much on my plate and, bite more than I can chew.
Right. I mean, we've all been there like that burnout stage.
Yeah. There's a pretty good balance, I think, now. Except for the last maybe month and a half where... Mm-hmm. We've been working full time on this show that you're now experiencing. It's a challenge. We still have to iron out a few kinks here and there.
Well, we're happy to be here to be your rehearsal playground.
The guinea pig.
Yes. Okay. Anytime, man.
No.
It is absolutely cool.
We wanted to be. That's why we asked for a postponement.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we were supposed to be on, I think, the first week, but we weren't ready. But we really wanted to play here on your anniversary month.
Yeah, thank you, Rico, so much. Thank you, guys. Please give him a round of applause.
We rehearse for this freak show that you're watching. We rehearse about at least 3 times a week, 10 hours each time. They practice on my off day, so they practice even more. So how about a big hand
to
the boys?
So where did you find the boys? Where did you find your crew?
Yeah, we have
Poch, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Actually, Tom, Dick, and Junjun.
Okay.
But we're calling him Harry. Yes. So, yeah.
Yay.
Can I, let's see if there are people.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Melissa and Olsen Rosella are listening. I mean, Olsen probably not, but Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, and congrats to Olsen. He's going to be a head coach soon of PBA team. Yeah, I think so. Who else? Sige,
who else?
Sige, let's see.
Everybody here
Everyone listening.
Everybody listening.
Celine.
We've got Mark and Lanny asking for Ustream. You know. Actually, obviously, I would have loved this to be on Ustream. But I think when Rico has shows like this, it you really have to experience.
You have to be there.
To be alive.
Yeah, you got to come to the shows.
Yeah,
we'll do our part.
Yeah,
we'll try to make the shows more accessible. We're gonna try to have a version of this show that will fit the smaller venues that we have here in the city. And this is halfway done. We'll have other stuff that will go with the show. So watch out for that.
So there's more to this.
Yeah,
so
more dancing.
We've got, let's see, Nikita, she's tuned in. Jude is tuned in.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah,
long time no basketball.
So having good stuff. Yeah, he's been looking for a game. So you guys got to play. Whew, what else? A lot of people just really locked and loaded, enjoying.
Yeah, I don't know where to start.
Guys, these are all songs from his new album. You have to go and buy it.
Thank you.
Even more, you have to go watch it.
You got to watch
it live. Yeah,
the album is just... So we have material to perform in the shows. We want to change the way we do shows. Little by little. I mean, step by step, we're going to try to change. You know, if you've been to 100 of my shows, you still have to see this new show because it's nothing like my old shows. I don't know if they agree. I think we agree, right?
Yeah. I agree. Speaking of shows and touring, I know because you are part of this tour that happens nationwide, and I see your tour mates here also, and I get to talk to them too.
It's crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Have you learned a lot on this tour?
Not much, but
how to drink
it's
more.
So much fun. Drink moderately.
Drink moderately. Yeah, pace yourself, Norigo.
Based on first-hand experience, drink moderately.
Do you have any crazy stories you want to share?
Oh my God, crazy stories! Yes, want to share. Maybe
on stage,
not.
Have you gone crazy? You
what?
Went on stage with a box over your head.
All the time, every other week.
Every other week. Okay.
It's a tradition.
Okay.
It's a tradition. Nice. Now I probably won't need the box.
Because you have this head here.
Yeah, this. Yes.
So what you're wearing now is what is on the album.
No.
Is this one, yes.
But this one I just invented this afternoon. I kind of like it more than the one in the...
Okay. That's nice though. I like it. Yeah. Okay, how about gigs?
So gigs will be on the Facebook page and I'm inviting everyone to... if you're listening and you have Facebook, of course you have Facebook.
Of course.
Please like my artist page.
Yeah.
There's tons of info there about gigs, promos. We give away stuff too
once
in a while.
You know what? Can I just say...
You're disqualified.
I know. It's not fair. It's okay. I'm going to take this home.
Okay.
No, but you know, I think because everything is done virally and I think it was genius how you did the whole album thing because your fans got to win your album.
Yeah, and they...
Through Twitter.
And they... I made them listen to...
Yeah! That's why I thought it was genius.
Philippine radio.
You did.
The local radio.
Absolutely.
And not that they're not, but...
But more, you know...
More. Even more so now.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, because it's great. You know, you have Filipino DJs...
Yeah.
...talking about topics, about what's going on around us here.
Yes. Rico Blanco, the game changer.
No, I just...
You are, though.
...steer the... Stir the pot. All the ingredients are there. Do my little stirring. Stirrer.
Stirrero. Stir.
So thank you to FM Radio and RX in particular for really being supportive. sometimes the song, you don't know when to play it because of the other
songs. How am I going to segue it?
Yeah, you still play it. And
of course.
We, on behalf of Filipino musicians, we really appreciate that. And thank you. So thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so he's on Facebook. You're also on Twitter and Instagram.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Everything.
Yes, I'm on Facebook begging for them to vote for the music video on the music video channel on Mix.
Well, I don't get to watch TV, so I haven't seen the video for Amats.
Have you seen the
video? Have you guys seen the video? I'm pretty sure you have, yeah? The
yeah?
guys
no?
here?
No, they just listen to radio. They don't
they don't watch TV or something.
Yeah.
But, okay, so how does your video go? Because Amat seems like
it's
slightly stalkerish to me.
It's kind of stalkerish. It is.
Right. When I heard it, I was like, oh, Rico Blanco, yeah. your tendencies.
I have a discussion with Miggy Chavez
of Chico Sai
regarding what the video means.
Mm.
So
is it like that, the video?
He's arguing with me.
Okay.
Never mind that I conceptualized it.
But he's telling you it's like this.
Yeah, he tells me what it's supposed to mean.
So what does it mean to him?
I can't tell you. I'll spoil it for you.
What does it mean to you? Because no one...
I can't tell you. You have to...
I'm going
to
watch it.
Yeah, it's like me telling you...
You tell me later.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me. I'll watch it after the show. All right. Rico, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure. More than a pleasure. It was an experience. Look, I get to wear a headdress. How awesome is that? You guys get to wear a headdress.
And in my... In my long 5-year career, this is the first time I actually have family in the booth
Yay!
With me. This is the first time for them to see what an FM radio station is like.
Yay!
They're here. My mom's there outside. And my nieces are here. My brother's here.
Was your mom the one dancing outside?
The one dancing, I didn't see it, but she was probably the one dancing.
Okay. I did that. All right. Okay, Rico, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations on the album. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank
this
you.
Was the best ever. Yes. All right. He's going to leave us with, we don't want him to go, but he's going to leave us with one last song. This is the RX Concert Series. Here's Rico Blanco.
Lasapin mo halik ng hangin ang mga himig sariling atin tanggapin mo ang yakap ng araw hubarin ang iya at sumaya Karaan, pasalamatan pero ngayon ang panahon ang inaharap puno ng pangarap pero ngayon Dakmain mo ang bawat sandali Umaagos at di maibabalik Ang kahapon ay alaala Bukas naman ay wala pa Buhay natin ay nagagana Ngayon ang nakaraan Basalamatan pero ngayon ang panahon Ang hinaharap
pangarap, pero ngayon ang panahon. Oh, 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 salamatan, pero ngayon ang panahon. Ang hinarap, puno ng pangarap, pero ngayon
with me.
Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live in the RX Studios. Multiple winner of the Golden Dove Award for Best Variety Program on Radio. Mondays, 7 p.m. Outstanding radio specials only on Manila's Hottest. Monster Radio RX 93.1.